Well, after 2 days of reprieve, today heatwave conditions returned to southeastern Australia. The mercury again pushed past 40 degrees in western parts of New South Wales. The heat brought with it more fire danger. Close to 100 bushfires are still burning across New South Wales. In Victoria, a bushfire has been threatening property near Ballarat. And with the hot weather forecast to continue, preparations are being made for what could be trying days ahead. Martin Cudahy reports.
It's been a week since a bushfire gutted the Tasmanian town of Denali. Scores of houses, as well as businesses and the local school, were burnt to the ground. Today, wind gusts are picking up and fanning the same fire.
The danger is not over. There is no room at all for complacency.
Tasmania's chief fire officer is Mike Brown.
Our historical fire records and fire patterns show that we're only just getting into the principal fire danger period, and we face a critical period for the next 8 to 12 weeks. We cannot afford to relax. In fact, we need to increase our vigilance and step up our preparations.
This afternoon, Victorian authorities issued an emergency warning about an out-of-control grass fire threatening properties near Ballarat. The Victorian Country Fire Authority's Peter Appleford says it was a close call.
We still do have a watch and act out, just in case it does flare up and breach containment lines. So people in that vicinity should be aware of their bushfire survival plans and enact those and make sure they stay informed of the situation. The major challenge there was it was next to a school camp with 100 students in it. So the major thing there was early on was to make sure we protected that camp and the students, which was done successfully.
What preparations should people, particularly in bushfire-prone areas, be making?
The fire danger will probably peak 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock tonight, so people need to be very vigilant today. It will ease off a bit tomorrow. We've got a milder day. We'll still have some temperatures up to 35 along the Murray River, but over the rest of the state it's going to ease off a bit, so we're going to have a bit of a respite tomorrow. Then early next week it'll start getting into higher danger ratings again.
Victorian fire crews are also watching a 12,000-hectare blaze at Kentbruck in Victoria's far southwest, which was contained last night. Further north, as the temperature increases, so too does the threat. There are more than 90 fires still burning in New South Wales alone, more than a dozen out of control. Crews are most concerned about three fires, one at Dean's Gap, south of Nowra, a fire west of Yass, and another in the Kybeen Valley, 20 kilometres east of Cooma. A few days ago, that fire destroyed one home. And just like today, there's a total fire ban in place tomorrow.
We've got a very dry landscape out there with a whole lot of fuel following a couple of years of flooding and a lot of rain, which has led to a lot of growth.
Bridie O'Connor is a spokeswoman for the Rural Fire Service.
We've already seen some new fires start. For example, we just had a fire 25k north of Crookwell that was burning through scrub. We actually deployed one of our rapid aerial response teams. So a helicopter flew out to this fire and landed and actually managed to save a house out in the Crookwell area. I believe there was one elderly resident there. It's now been brought under control, but that's just an example of how quickly a fire can flare up and unfortunately threaten property.
What are you expecting over the weekend and even into next week?
Look, we're not seeing these hot temperatures and these relatively strong winds to recede anytime soon. Tomorrow on Saturday, we've got extreme fire danger in many parts of the state and severe in other parts of the state. Particularly down in the southern ranges and in the Monaro areas, they've got extreme fire danger. And they are expecting some pretty strong west-northwesterly winds.
There's also a total fire ban for parts of South Australia tomorrow. In Queensland, better weather conditions have eased the threat on Bribie Island, just north of Brisbane, but there is one fire burning out of control in the Burnett region, near Kingaroy, in the state's south.
Martin Cudahy reporting.